this was taken from the prophet Ezekiel. As for the likeness of the faces of the four living creatures, there was the face of a man, the face of a lion, and the right, on the right side of all the four, and the face of an ox on the left side of all the four, and the face of an eagle over all the four. And their faces and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined, and their two covered their bodies, and every one of them went straight forward, whither the impulse of the spirit was to go. Thither they went, and they turned not when they went. And for the likeness of the living creature, they appearance was like that of burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. This was the vision running to and from in the midst of the living creatures, a bright fire, and lightning going forth from the fire, and the living creatures ran lightning. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel is taken from St. Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed also 72 taken from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus saw a man sitting in the custom house named Matthew, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose up and followed him. And it came to pass, as he was sitting at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And the Pharisees, seeing it, said to his disciples, "Why do your master eat with publicans and sinners?" But Jesus, hearing it, said, "They that are in health need not a physician, but they that are ill. Go then and learn what this meant: I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the just, but sinners." My Father and Son, Holy Ghost, amen. And take a seat. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the Feast of Saint Matthew, and we want just to reflect in the last words of the Gospel. When the Pharisees, seeing that our Lord and the disciples were sitting at with publicans and sinners, at the castle of St. Matthew it was a custom house, the taxes and one who would collect the taxes for the Romans, so they were considered public sinners. So our Lord, after hearing this, said, telling them, health need not a physician, those who are healthy, but only those who are ill. So I have come to call the just, not the just, but the sinners, yes. So our Lord wants us to remember that all his work, graces of that he has come upon us, thanks to his sacrifice on the cross and his passion. All his teaching is precisely to bring us mercy upon us, so that we may have a health, that we may be cured, that we may have the grace, sanctifying grace, that we may be healed from our past sins. The only requirement is repentance, precisely, repentance. But these Pharisees didn't have repentance. In fact, they feel they were good. And they were thinking that those who with whom our Lord was eating was greater sinners than them. And our Lord turned them the issue, told them, "No, you are the sinners. They are on the way of salvation, because they are coming to the physician, and the physician myself is coming to them. So you are the ones who need to realize that. But you think that you are just people and not sinners, no. So you don't come to the physician because you don't feel you are sick. Precisely the pride, you know, pride blinds. And you have to understand also that the crisis of today is a crisis which has been extolling up pride in men. So it's the religion of men, what we see installed in the parishes today, in the cathedrals, in the episcopal sees, in the holy see. So we see the religion of men. Basically, man is in the place of God, so he has to be extolled and respect and left alone and not to be condemned, and he's saved already. So for those who feel like that, it's in the modernist. They don't feel repentant, they don't feel the necessity to confessing or they don't believe that they are going to be punished for what they are doing. Exactly, this is what is going on with the modernist. They feel that a just man, they feel that just. Because at the funerals, modern funerals, they hear from the fake priest and saying, no, this man is saved already, and you should not cry or pray because he's saved already, hallelujah, hallelujah, no? This is for the Pharisees' attitude, in which they don't receive nothing because they don't feel sick. They don't feel repentance. So this is why the first step is to recognize, acknowledge that we are sinners, that we are ill, that we need our Lord's physician and His most precious blood, His mercy upon us. So humility, and after that faith, and after that hope, and after that charity, and we will be receiving our Lord, united with our Lord, because we are weak always. We are not saints, we are not perfect, far from that. So we are very weak, we fall very easily. So we need to live with the physician, with our Lord continually, in love, in charity, asking His mercy. This is why very powerful what Our Lady said in the Magnificat, no? The mercy of God comes to us from generation, to those who fear the Lord. And those who fear the Lord are those who live in His presence, those who are humble, because in His presence nobody can be proud, because they respect, they love our Lord, they honor Him. It's impossible for someone who honors our Lord and fears our Lord because He's God in infinite dignity. It's impossible not to be repentant. This is why the Blessed Virgin Mary says, the mercy comes from generation to generation only to those who fear the Lord. So that means that mercy, there is no for mercy for the proud. There is no mercy without repentance, without penance. This is why it is our life in the convent, in the monastery, and a life of penance with Mary. This is the beauty of this, because even we are weak, we have Mary with all the powers of God, all the mercy of God available to us through her. She suffered first and much more, and she will never suffer like she has suffered. She knows us, she knows what we need. He loves us, He's a good mother to us. So the only thing that we have to do is to live with her and to be obedient to her and to contemplate her and to give to her whatever worries and fears and needs. She will take care of those things. So to be good children to Mary. It's the eighth step of the solitude, our real solitude, to be good children to Mary. Because we are weak, we are ill, we are nobody, we are nothing. We have been capable of many good, bad things, yes. And so we need this mercy. This mercy from God, from through Mary. So let us ask Matthew to give us this spirit of humility, of piety, and the fear of the Lord, in order to be always like children to God, and Mary, in the name of the Father and the Son.